When bevacizumab first came out and ovarian cancer was used in far advanced disease, there were concerns about things inside the abdomen, fistulas, et cetera. How does that sort of shaken out over the years, and how much of an issue is it in the earlier stage disease?
That's a really important point because, yes, we definitely saw in patients with recurrent disease a higher incidence of perforation and fistula formation, and there was concern that that might translate into the first line setting. But that wasn't actually borne out by the data. We did not see significant increases in fistula rates. There were some patients who had fistulas and perforations, but the numbers were small. Interestingly, and whether it's relevant, they were lower in the patients in ICON 7 than in 218. Maybe there's a dose effect there. It's not because the patients were of, you know, necessarily different types of tumor in terms of the amount of residual disease. But again, it's quite difficult to make those comparisons. But I think we are still nervous, at least in our unit, we are still nervous about using bevacizumab in patients with miliary disease on the serosa of the intestine. So if the intestine is coated with disease, I think we are a little bit nervous about using it. But certainly in those patients who've had surgery, where we know what the state of the intestine is at the end of surgery, we, you know, haven't been caught out by an increase in perforations or fistulas.